Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you give up 40 points, it's hard for me to be like, oh, that was just
hard because Kansas City hasn't given up more than 28 in 3 years or whatever.
And we acknowledge the Ravens, other than the Lions, might be the best offense in football. But the Broncos, to give up 40 points, that to me, yeah, there's always outlier performances. But if for me to actually view you as one of the best defenses in football, it's tough the week before to see you give up 40. And for me to be like, oh, man. You know, this Broncos defense.
Who do you think is the best defense in the league? Pittsburgh? Like, if it's not Kansas City.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm just trying to, like,
you and I have gone back and forth on the front seven and TJ Watt.
It's a great defense.
The Steelers, to me, are a better.
Just Preston Smith, I think.
Yeah, that was a big trade with
the
Packers.
In your defense, like I'm looking through it now, right? Because right now, the number one points per game defense in the NFL is the Los Angeles Chargers.
Okay.
Like, I know people don't expect that, but they have not given up more than 27 points in any game this year. Matter of fact, against Kansas City, they only gave up 17.
That's how they've given up five wins.
Yeah, they've given up in the teens a lot. Now they should win more games if they had any kind of functional offense.
But that's also like they're bare bones on offense in multiple spots. They gutted that roster they needed to, and that's why I think Harbaugh has got them headed in the right direction. Whether it gets results this year or it'll be next year under Harbaugh, they could go out and fix, quote unquote, fix the offense. I don't know under Harbaugh, they're going to win a lot of games over the next couple of years, but
yeah,
I don't know if they'll ever be a top 10 offense under Harbaugh. The way he plays, his style, going to run the ball a lot. Like Herbert is going to have a tough time with Harbaugh as head coach having the numbers that we see a Lamar, a Mahomes, a Burrow put up. Just not, and I'm not saying he's as good as those quarterbacks, but also it's not an excuse for Herbert. I'm just saying that offense under Harbaugh, look how he called it at Michigan. Mm-hmm. Look what he did when he had Kaepernick and Alex Smith in San Francisco. Usually it's not going to be an offense that is a top three, top five offense. That's not the MO of those kind of teams. Typically quarterbacks, JJ McCarthy didn't put up insane numbers at Michigan. No.
In your defense of saying Denver's defense might be fraudulent, I looked up the other top five defenses, which actually includes six teams because there's a tie for fifth in points per game. Not a single other one of those defenses has even given up 30 points in a single game this year.
Wow.
So like the other top five defenses are doing what you're saying. Never waver, never fail, do those things. Denver gave up 41 at least the one time. Now, I would say that is by far, 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 far and away the anomaly versus what they've given up the rest of the season. They've actually only given up 20 points one other time this entire year. They gave up 40 to Baltimore. They gave up 26 to Seattle. That is the only time they have given up. I'm sorry, they gave 23 to LA. So they gave up 23 times.
And that goes back to why this goes back to the view of the Broncos this year. And just like I said with even Cincinnati, results are results, and the Broncos have found a way to win some football games.
Yeah.
But you look at their schedule and their wins. Yeah, it's Carolina and New Orleans. Their most impressive win was Tampa. Somehow they beat Tampa. They blew them out. I don't know how.
Was at full strength.
I don't know what happened in that game. Sense. It makes me want to go back and watch that just to be like, how they didn't just win by a field goal. They blew out the Bucs. And
maybe there were like 80 turnovers or something.
I'm not sure. I don't even think it had to have been, because I don't think Bo Nix threw a touchdown pass in that game either. And yet they won by multiple touchdowns. So something bizarre happened. But the Broncos, I think, are slightly fraudulent. But look, they found ways to ultimately get what matters most, which is the win. But they haven't beat anybody.
Division game, annoyance. I predicted blowout last week, and I was wrong. They were close. So it'll probably be the opposite this week. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think they are an annoying team. They cause problems for teams because they're just good enough to be annoying. That's really what it kind of boils down to. I looked up that Denver box score, by the way. He had one rushing touchdown, no passing touchdowns. They had one rushing touchdown from McLaughlin, one rushing touchdown from Bo Nix, and four field goals.
What was the time of possession difference?
Yeah, really what the difference was is they held the Bucs defense or the Bucs offense down. If you want to know they kicked their ass, it was because Baker Mayfield only had 163 yards and turned it over twice. So time of possession was heavily in favor of Denver. They only had 352 sense. Total yards. I mean, they didn't put up 450 on them. They had 350 total yards, averaged 5 yards per play, and just, I don't know, beat the Bucs. It's the, you know what you can chalk that game up to? It's the NFL, man. Like, that's just the way it works. I know I trash Bo Nix a lot coming into the season.
He's 3 years younger than Lamar, that's it, I think. Isn't that right?
I mean, he might be 3 months younger than
I think you could
years.
Say he's definitively a top 20 quarterback right now. Well, which I know, again, is not saying very
maybe
much.
Maybe 20.
But I think he's top 20.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's a pretty loose bar, I guess.
I know it's a loose bar, but I just
I mean,
think,
yeah, I'd take him over.
Fine, we'll give him 20th.
That's what I mean.
Are you taking him over Bryce Young, Russell Wilson?
Not over Russ.
Gardner Minshew.
Over Gardner, sure. Over Bryce Young?
Yeah.
Like, if you force me to restart a franchise.
Daniel Jones.
And I got to have Andy Reid. Like, let's just say it's a Chiefs situation. Patrick Mahomes decides to retire from football tomorrow. And you said you got to restart the entire franchise. And you can either have Bo Nix or Bryce Young. I'll take Bryce Young.
Of course. I'll figure out. 100%.
The ceiling is way higher.
100%. Yeah.
The ceiling is way higher.
So, like, that's where the whole 20th thing comes into play here. The conversation
of
who's playing better versus who you would let me choose. Give me Bryce Young. I'll let Andy Reid figure
that out. Anthony Richardson over Bo Nix, I think, right now still.
Maybe.
I think you would still do that because of the other side.
Bo Nix looks like he's just really straight, like, gearing up. Oh, getting loose. Feeling good, ready for 8 years of being the 19th best quarterback.
I told you his peak.
And that's just sad behavior for a first round quarterback.
His peak is 15th in the league. His peak is top 15.
It's not a good peak.
I know, but
because that means in your best years you're 15th, and in your bad years you're 23rd.
I think there are a lot of franchises though. If you look back at just who like there's you would take a top 15 quarterback.
Bad franchises settle for top 15. That's Derek Carr.
I agree with that.
Bad franchises just settle for the Derek Carrs of the world.
I hear you, and that's there's definitely true to that. And I think this is where some teams have gotten into trouble because it's like do we move on from this guy and restart or we're winning 9 games every year kind of thing, and it's a tough spot. But also I think in Kansas City at times we look at what Mahomes is, he's the best quarterback in the league, and then we just think everybody else stinks and you shouldn't have any of these other quarterbacks because if they're not as good as Mahomes or Burrow or Allen, then what's the point? And it's like that's just not how you can operate. Like we rank out top five quarterbacks because there's only five of them. Like we act like we're stunned when there's a 12th quarterback. We're like, well, he's not good enough. Well, like there aren't 12 quarterbacks that are top five quarterbacks. Like literally, like
that's not how top five works.
It's just not how this whole thing works. So I hear you that like it's very easy to be like, well, we know we have the 11th best. Let's just cut them and move on. Like you just. That's just not how the league operates. And you can be like, well, why not? It's just the GMs and the coaches,
I think
their job security.
People pay a lot of the 19th best. Maybe. 11th, maybe you just try to build a roster.
Like someone brings up Trevor Lawrence. Like someone brings up Trevor Lawrence. Like I know he's having a terrible season and he has not been as good. But also at the same time, they're just going to let Trevor Lawrence walk, guys. Like no, that's just... You're like, well, they should have. Well, then what? Well, they'll go draft one. Well, they thought they found one, and he was like the number one overall pick, and he's still not good.
So
to say, like, just move on from and go find one in the draft, there's no guarantee whatsoever. I mean, again, they spent what they thought was the guarantee on Trevor Lawrence, and he's at best going to end up probably being like the 12th best quarterback in football.
We had Sean Barber on
not this year
for an hour yesterday, Cody. And
oh, thanks, God, Sean, filling in for me.
God
obviously,
bless came Barber,
in
a new but hour, Barber yep. texted us Good this man. Morning and said the Bengals need to move on from Joe Burrow and get a rookie quarterback.
Well, that's crazy.
Well, let's not get crazy
because they don't spend the money. They need to spend the money properly. This is the thing. He gave me four players in this list of guys to go and get. It was like Derrick Henry, Legarius Sneed, Reddick. Tell me what you get. You get the Cleveland Browns, a generationally great defense that wins no games. That's the Cleveland Browns.
Joe Burrow is the second highest paid quarterback in average annual per year.
But I mean, let's not kid ourselves.
The Bengals have $60 million cap space as well for next year.
Let's not kid ourselves here. Do you know how many quarterbacks make above like $50 million? It's like 10 of them. And like,
this is why we're this coming off season, they're going to have to rework Mahomes' deal again this off season.
Tua makes more than Tua makes 53. Yeah, technically Mahomes is only his is only 45 a year, but it's all these.
I bet this offseason. I bet this offseason they come up with some either extension, restructure type of situation.
How many more years does he technically have left on his deal, Mahomes? I forget when he even signed the deal. 3 years, two years ago. Is that how long it's been? 2-3 years.
Yeah, probably.
He signed a 10-year, $450 million deal. Where are we at? We're now in 2024. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, because there's the rolling guarantee mechanism stuff. It looks like, from what I can see on SpotTrack, till 2031 when he's 36.
Jeez.
They'll just tear it up and start
of course,
anew.
Of course.
It'll still be like cap-friendly. There'll still be mechanisms or whatever.
Because next year, it's $66 million cap hit.
He's not an unrestricted free agent until 20. He has a void year in 2032, according to spot over the cap. So,
good thing for that dead cap, because I'm sure they're going to really be worried about having to make a decision whether to retain him or not in a couple of years.
My issues is not with these teams that have like Justin Herbert and like, well, don't pay him. My issue is for the teams that have like Daniel Jones and like, what are we going to do? You're like, cut him. Get anyone else, you idiots. We all know it's a problem, and you're just like, but we have to. And you're like, but you don't. You objectively don't. Just move on to somebody.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.